SBI at the Alpine Fire Department now to visit with Fire Chief Mike Voigt. Mike, we've got some new construction underway, kind of expanding the district. And we say district because it's not just about Alpine. We're bringing an additional facility in to house fire trucks and fire response, improve fire response team. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, because our district goes from county line into Snake River Canyon all the way to Etna. And so we got a large area to cover. So basically the growth north in Alpine is going to be kind of restricted. So all the growth is basically going to be south. So we're trying to prepare for the future. In 2001, the Reinhardts donated some property to us on the Nordic subdivision.
Kind of up on top of the hill there, Nordic Ranches.
Yes, in agreement that we would build a fire station in the future.
Has arrived, and building a station.
And now we've been looking into it. We've worked on it for like 5 years just to secure the funds, to get the bids in, to get the project, how we were going to do it. And basically you're seeing it parts and pieces there right now, and the construction should be starting this week.
Yeah, we see the roof trusses there ready to go on a pad. And that will explain again how that helps, because we could put a couple of units there complementing the units here in Alpine as well. And we have some of our firefighters that actually live in that end of the district, right?
Yeah, we have the volunteers scattered throughout the district. So if we had a call in Nordic right now, those members would have to come all the way into Alpine, get the piece of apparatus, and drive it all the way back. And that's, you know, at least 5 miles. So it just increases the response time. So we're just trying to be proactive and have some equipment there for quicker response for the members that live in that area, and they can grab that and initiate a response a lot quicker than the travel time it would take to go back and forth.
Go straight to the fire if they're already up there. That area seems to be the growing part of your district as well.
Yeah, because that's where the acreages are and the space is.
You've been here running the fire department for a lot of years here, and you've watched some growth, and it's a busier place every year. Is that right?
Yeah, it gets busier, and a lot of new aspects that we have to deal with, which brought me forth to getting the ladder truck with the bigger buildings that have come to this area.
Right.
And, you know, now there's going to be more multi-family dwellings. You see the bigger building over behind Brolam's,
The
two hotels.
Got to have the equipment to respond to that.
So you have to adjust to it, and we got to stay ahead of it. So this building we're doing, we'll be able to put two pieces of apparatus there and be ahead of the growth and get things initiated before the actual need is there.
Very good. Well, with Mike Voigt, Alpine Fire Department, talking about the addition in the district there at the Nordic Ranches, you see a new building going up. It'll help house the fire equipment for the Alpine Fire Department. Mike, anything we haven't asked you would like to emphasize?
I just want to make everybody aware of, you know, we have a large area that we have to cover. It's the fire district, and we're directed by an elected three-member board. So everybody in this district contributes with their tax money, and we try to make everybody feel protected and a vital part of the district that we were going to take care of.
Very good. Mike Voigt, Alpine Fire Department. Dan Doxeter, SBI Media.